Alberto Ginastera's Ranch, his dances from the ballet, The Wheat Dance. You heard the talented Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra in performance. You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture.
If the sky that we look upon
beautiful sounds of the Kingdom Choir, best known for its show-stopping performance at the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And that group is making its Canadian debut at Toronto's George Weston Recital Hall at Meridian Arts Centre, formerly the Toronto Centre for the Arts. The Kingdom Choir will give two performances only, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The group was formed by singers and performers in and around London, England, dedicated to celebrating their community and heritage. They've been at it for 20 years and are now known for their warm energy and enthusiasm on stage. Their repertoire is unique, too, from Stand By Me to the music of Beyoncé and certainly gospel sounds.
Amazing.
The Kingdom Choir is led by Karen Gibson, and she's one of the UK's most respected gospel tutors and choir conductors. One UK paper calling her Britain's godmother of gospel, and Karen is here this afternoon ahead of these big concerts at George Weston Recital Hall. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much, really.
Right off the, the train, the plane, the bus?
The plane yesterday.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Big tour for you. What did you say? Something like 62 dates? And
yeah, well, I think 31 cities in 6 weeks.
That is incredible.
Well, yes, it's quite tiring.
It is. I feel bad. I wish you could see more of Toronto, but at least you've got the day tomorrow.
We've got the day. We went out last night. We wasted no time. Found a lovely restaurant. It's lovely around here. I like it.
Well, I'm glad. And so tell me, you've heard this before. You were part of this little event that involved 1.9 billion people with a B watching you at Meghan and Harry's wedding. Can you even comprehend that number when you're preparing for that performance?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
not.
It's
like, it might as well just be magic.
Well, it might as well. Well, the funny thing is that if you had asked me how many people would watch the royal wedding beforehand, I would have said, maybe 5 million. I would have given it maybe 5 or 10 million, but billions, I can't really compute that. Still, after all this time, I still can't compute.
Is it fair to say that that has allowed you to do some of the touring and so on that we're seeing right now?
Absolutely. I mean, it went crazy after the wedding, on the day, actually. And so we got signed by Sony. We made an album. We did the Invictus Games. We did a UK tour. And now we're touring America. And we never saw any of this coming. It's been a complete surprise.
And then Stand By Me topping Billboard's US
Absolutely.
Hot Gospel Songs chart. Following the performance. Why did this group come together? I mean, that's a lot of attention in this last sort of, 12, 24 months, but we're talking 25 years.
25 years. And we've come out of a church, a London-wide church that were asked to help out on a radio station, a radio program called The Gospel Train. And it would go into different churches and record the service. And we helped out. After a while, we were standalone, but we were still the host choir. And one day, a TV program, very well known, I don't know if they play it over here, it's called Songs of Praise.
Right.
And they said, we'd love you to come and sing in our program for our 35th birthday. And I said, yes, please. And they said, what's your name? And I said, we don't have one. And they said, you better get one by tomorrow.
That's right.
So that night, when I went to sleep, I dreamt of the name, the Kingdom Choir. I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. I couldn't think of anything else. And so it stuck.
That is a show business story, if I've ever heard one.
It really is, and it's all true, completely true.
But somehow fitting, right?
It is now. Yeah. No way. I didn't like it at the time, but now I think it works now.
What compelled you to help put this group together and to continue working with it? What is it about it that's special? What is it that resonates with audiences over and over again?
Okay, well, I think being a gospel choir, the themes of love and hope and inspiration, I think that does something to people's
souls. I do too, yeah.
And so I've been teaching it, and I've seen gospel music, you know, change the pathway of a wayward child in the school. I've had teachers write me, and I've seen it, you know, change people's lives. And people have written to me and said, I went through a time of bereavement or, you know, some childhood trauma, and singing this music for 1 hour a week has brought me life. It brings me therapy every week. It's the highlight of my week. And when you see what it does for people, it just makes you really want to carry on, you know.
It's interesting. I'm taking a group of listeners to Russia next year. I'm very excited about it. It's a beautiful tour. I asked my mother if she'd be interested in joining us.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I have my two choir concerts that week, so
really?
Absolutely not. I shan't be joining you.
She's not going.
Well, but there, it's what you're talking about.
Yes.
For her, it's that big of a deal.
Yes.
You know, and that includes some spirituals and gospel
Absolutely.
Members as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be hearing tonight and tomorrow?
Yes, of course. Well, of course, you're going to hear Stand By Me.
Yep.
Everybody looks forward to that one. But also, you'll be hearing some tracks from our album. You'll be hearing some new music from the choir. We've got writers in the choir.
Yeah.
And some other stuff that will be very exciting. So we're hoping to have a real party. And there'll be something for everybody, I think.
I think so, too. Tickets now on sale and available online at meridianartscenter.com or by calling 1-800-366-7723. Or in person at TO Live box offices. You can also check, if it's easier to remember, TOLive.com as well. It all happens at Toronto's George Weston Recital Hall tonight and tomorrow, 7:30. That's in the Meridian Arts Centre, 5040 Yonge Street in North York. And you can look into dinner tickets if you're interested. And Karen Gibson leading the Kingdom Choir. Just a real pleasure to meet you. And enjoy the final leg of this tour.
Thank you. It's been great so far. Very happy to be in Canada.
Great to be with you. You're with the New Classical FM.